Independent Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 1st on the West Coast, now July the 2nd on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on this what's soon to become a 4th of July holiday weekend on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, and also on blogtalkradio.com. Well, there's quite a bit to talk about tonight, and of course the thing that's on everybody's mind is this oil, what they're calling a spill. It's a blowout, a gusher, a volcano even, and there's lots of things spewing out of the ocean, but do we really know what's going on behind the scenes? I spent some time today, about 3 hours, doing some really interesting research. I decided to look where I couldn't find the cookie crumbs and or the breadcrumbs, if you want to use that term. And I was able to sort of, in retrospect, put this whole BP mess in the Gulf together on paper. And by that I mean track what information was out there, and by intuiting a few key dates, put together a pretty convincing picture of what probably went on. And I'm going to be writing a piece very shortly, which is a compilation of this research, and it's going to be called Reading Between the Pipelines. And you're going to have a very clear picture of what really went on and what's going on at BP, and why they're allowing the Gulf of Mexico to basically be trashed. With that, I'm going to invite onto the show now my regular Thursday night guest. He hosts his own talk show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com, Sunday through Friday. The show was called A Marine's Disquisition, former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. My good friend, Drew Malone Reigns III. Drew, welcome to the show.
And that's D as in David or Delta or any other word that spells with a D. Drew Malone, not true. D-R-E-W, like you drew a picture yesterday. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. To all my Marines around the world, semper fi. We know what the truth is.
Don't we?
Welcome to the show, Don. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just catching my breath. I did 2 hours with Dr. A. True Watt on the microeffect.com, and it was a very interesting show. I got to tell his listeners about the recent research that I did. I wasn't...
And let me interject, ladies and gentlemen. I got to listen to that show, and I hope we can coerce... Don to really take over the show tonight, because this show, this information he did on another network needs to be on his network. Wind Talkers did record that show. They're in the process of eliminating all the massive commercials and putting it together. It will be broadcast on Wind Talkers here, according to Kevin and Matthew. They're going to beam it out again in about 6 hours. But, ladies and gentlemen, one heck of a great show, Don, you did. And it backs up an email that I just got from a sergeant, former sergeant, United States Marine Corps Force Recon, who lives in South Louisiana, talking about some friends of his that went out as photojournalists and professional photographers to shoot pictures and get into areas that are basically deemed off-limit by the BP people and the Coast Guard, and he shot some interesting pictures on several beaches, and he notified the sergeant and several other people, and they got out there and broke the security lines to find out that BP is literally bringing in large truckloads. We're talking about double end dumps of truckloads of clean sand and dumping it over the oil that's washing ashore in three other parishes of South Louisiana. The people, I ain't going to say what they are, but let's put it this way. In Louisiana, the people are mad, to say the least.
And why do you think they're doing that? You think it has anything to do, the timing, with the hurricane that is hitting the Gulf right now, hoping that maybe that churns up enough oil that it'll wash away that sand and make it look like the hurricane caused all this damage?
Possible, very possible. However, the hurricane is a lot further south, and it would probably be the wash up from the waves that the hurricane is producing. Mm-hmm. However, the hurricane is landing, landfall is further west. And if you were to look at the longitude and the latitude of where the hurricane is landing, everything is way to the east where the oil is. So the waves that the hurricane are creating would be pushing this oil toward Florida and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you can,
okay.
Bruce.
Well, see, I've been told that my voice is drifted off. I guess the microphone wasn't bent around far enough.
That's a little better already. So.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do about making those adjustments. And I appreciate the producer out there giving me a heads up on that.
All right. Thank you, Seth. Hopefully that's a little better. You can let me know if you want to. You don't have to. I can tell on my phones. Okay. Has anyone been able to get close and see if that's tar by any chance?
No, just a photographer, and he did shoot some photographs, and one whole roll of his professional 70-millimeter film was confiscated. So he was able to use a hidden camera, and some of those pictures are going to be coming out.
Hmm. Okay, so hopefully he's using hidden film, too.
No, we don't know.
All right.
If he's
smart,
he's probably using a hidden digital camera.
Yeah. Drew, there's a paper that Dr. A. Truat came out with about 2 weeks ago or so. Maybe it's even a month now. No. It's not even 2 weeks. It's about a week ago. BP, I'm trying to remember, British Petroleum or British Ponzi is what he had titled that. Oh, no, Beyond Petroleum or Beyond Ponzi. That's the name of it.
Beyond PR. That's it. I remember it.
I've been looking at so many articles and reading so much stuff today. That it's a bit difficult to recall all these names without maybe having a crib sheet or some of the reference material. I spent about 3 hours on this today, so I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you there's a ton of information. Dates are really important,
mm-hmm.
but. The thing that drove me to do this research today was the anger that I know you and your relatives and your friends and even people you don't know, the millions of people along the coast that you've never met, and the disgust with what's going on, and the fact that they don't have a voice, and we know we're not being told the truth about this. We're the numbers I gave out with you on this show. Some 2 months ago are now the numbers that the media is using. You see? Now, whether those numbers are actually accurate in light of Dr. Ott's paper, what I was able to do was connect a paper trail and certainly some goings-on between various corporations behind the scenes some of which have come to light and some which people never even heard of before, which really sets up some very incriminating circumstantial evidence. And there is motive for this event to have occurred, and the motive is being taken advantage of and turned against the people. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
You're talking to the symphony orchestra here. I'm the one that's been screaming, yelling all week on this, and the people in Louisiana are on board with me. Many people are really upset at the lack of concern by people. We actually are now living in what many of my friends in Louisiana are stating. We are living in a state of Nazism, fascist Mussoliniism, to say the least. And they're fed up. They're watching their livelihoods destroyed, and Congress is out to lunch. The president is playing golf, and the owner of BP is sailing in his yacht.
Yeah, that's just what people have learned from being around it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're playing a part of this whole drama because it's affecting them directly, and they're asking themselves, why do we have to endure this? Why do we have to suffer this? What kind of government do we have that allows a foreign corporation to take over our waters, our territorial waters? Oh, well, there's business going on out there, and guess what? You don't have any right to see it. You don't have any right to see what's going on in your hometowns and along your shores and your marshes and your inland waterways. You don't have any right to...
And wait a minute, hold it, and you get arrested if you want to go out to your duck blind that's in the marsh where they are preventing people to get out into the southern marshes, and right in that people are being arrested while they're on their way out to their duck blind. Whether they're using the duck blind as an excuse, it's still their property. It's still their lease in the that they pay the state of Louisiana to have a duck blind. And they're going out to see how their property is, and they're being arrested until they can't go. And if they're found a second time, they go to jail. We don't know what happens on the third time. The first time they're arrested and brought back into town under armed guard and let go. The second time they're taken into the jail and fingerprinted. We don't know what happens on the third time. Nobody's gone back out the third time.
Hmm.
Now, I did get... I do have an email here from a friend of George's, my third cousin in South Louisiana, and this guy is telling me, he said, Drew, you're right on at WOA 880. We are putting out the truth on what the Hurricane Alex is doing. At the present time, Alex did not come anywhere close. It hit land south of Brownsville, a good 100 miles, but, Drew, we have tornadoes in the ocean, in the Gulf, he says ocean, then he says Gulf, that look like they're coming toward us. We don't know what to do about the tornadoes. These are obviously tornadoes in the weather pattern that are created after hurricanes. And people, I got news for you, people in Louisiana are very familiar with tornadoes that are created as an aftermath of a hurricane. They're in many cases more dangerous than the hurricane itself.
Oh yeah, the winds can be churning at 300 miles an hour inside a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
So
and the tornado's picking up everything. It's like when they're on the Gulf, it looks like a water spout. Many people will confuse it with a water spout.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a distinct difference between just a water spout and a tornado on the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a big difference. And when it's picking up debris, it takes on the characteristics of the debris.
Mm-hmm. And when it picks up water and starts slinging the water, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about water coming at you in excess of 500 miles an hour.
And you don't want to be in that, in the path. In any event, I mean, you know, we can tell people, you don't want to be outside in a tornado. You want to be where you have shelter.
Yeah. I said 500 miles an hour. I meant 300 miles an hour.
Well, 300, it's not going to pick up more speed, but I knew what you meant. So
I was thinking about the other mileage of a super tornado that I was reading on the other day. There has not been but one super tornado in the United States in recorded history.
Hmm.
So we owe the ravages of Wichita Falls, Kansas, that ploy back in the 1930s when it was totally destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's just from what the NOAA says they estimate. Now, I really would like for you to talk more about what you and Dr. Ott were talking about, you specifically. Because we've got a large number of military personnel who did not hear Dr. Ott's show, and they won't be able to hear it again for about 12 hours, and some of them are going to be basically enjoying the 4th of July weekend. So would you mind?
Well, I can go into some of it. I can guarantee you that I can't do what we did in 2 hours, even with the commercial.
No, I'm just looking at the eyedropper points, because you're going to do an article on this. And ladies and gentlemen, Don, would you give out your link so the people? I've got five requests already. What's Don's link for the article he's discussing about what he's discovered today and how devastating is it? Another guy's asking, please give us a link to the article that Don's writing. Another one says, is Don going to make the show available to listen to himself off his website?
Well, to answer those questions, the article hasn't been written. I did the research on it today and sort of prepared myself to be able to talk about it somewhat intelligently. But when I do have the article penned, and I will send the first link to Drew. So, Drew, you can distribute it.
So, guys, put this on your calendar. Today is July the 2nd in most places, so consider 90 days and we'll have it.
I'll guarantee you that I have it out there before they stop the leak. How's that?
I understand that.
Yeah.
I do have another. Do you or Don know if there is another hurricane in the Atlantic headed toward the United States? Guys, I'm going to tell you, the Alex is the first hurricane, and you saw what the damage is doing to Mexico as it scoots across the center part of Mexico. We're talking about the poorest area of Mexico, ladies and gentlemen, and this is devastating. I've got friends down there that are basically semi-retired. I shouldn't even say semi. They have literally retired as young men in their late 40s and early 50s, but they live like kings on their military or other retirement because it's the cost of living there is so cheap. And the bottom line is that I checked on all of them today, and they said that they're having to put up with a lot of wind and a whole lot of rain. And there's nobody going to be playing golf on the golf courses for the next 2 days. So with all that said, this is the first hurricane of the season, and we've got to go all the way to September, and this is just July the 2nd.
Yeah, and the big question is how many of them are natural and how many are artificially created with some of the technology, like HAARP, for example.
Well, if things keep rolling along, maybe Obama can sell his legal team out there and hide the illegal ones. And show proof that they exist. No.
Yeah. Well, to answer the second part of that first question, when I have a copy of the archive, if and when I get a copy of it from the show I did with Dr. Ott this evening, I'll make sure that I get that to you. It sounds like you guys are working on getting it to me before I can get it to you, though.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are uniting over the cause, Don. BBF Radio is leading the pack, and the other informational freedom networks that are basically not controlled. And when I say that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean there's a lot of alternative radios out there, a lot of alternative radio networks. And there's a couple of them that are they're putting out a lot of truth, about 80%. But the 20% of misinformation will really get you in trouble. So
yeah.
you've got to be careful on what you're listening into and acting on, and understand that even the best reporters can be taken in with misinformation that's been twisted by professionalism of the government. And when I say that, I mean that very distinctly, ladies and gentlemen. Being in the United States Marine Corps in the reconnaissance end, I will tell you right up front, just like my great-great-uncle, Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, said, war is a racket. And right now, unbeknown to Major General Butler, the United States is the creator of just about 90% of all wars in the world. VIA, the National Reconnaissance Office, the Central Intelligence Agency, and half a dozen other secret alphabet soup agencies that are out there, such as the President's Guard or the President's the Presidential Task Force. These are agencies that are answer directly to the President and a staff of Secret Service personnel. The Secret Service doesn't really get outside the United States unless they're tracking somebody that's maneuvering in credit card fraud. A lot of people think that the Secret Service only guards the president. No, they are also very deep in credit card fraud, theft of credit cards, and other financial fraudulent maneuvers that are done by evil people. So, rest assured, a lot of the alphabet soup agencies that you know and love, like the Central Intelligence Agency, for one, are starting the wars around the world for their own ulterior motive, i.e. to protect their job or taking orders for somebody. We have too many people, Don, that are controlling the United States government from behind the curtain. And Toto, doing the best he can, every time he pulls one curtain up, and there's another curtain there, and we just have a little inkling of what's there. It's when America wakes up, it's going to be a dead reckoning on those at the top who are going to do exactly like the South Vietnamese regular army did and on the last days of April of 1975. They're going to strip down to their shorts and run through the streets and steal clothes from closures and become civilians because the North Vietnamese have taken over the capital and they're going to kill anybody and everybody that served in the military, and they did. The North Vietnamese, when they took over Saigon, over 100,000 South Vietnamese Army regulars were murdered. And what's going to happen here in the United States is not going to be murder. It's going to be 1789 Inquisition. People in government are going to be beheaded in mass. If they're not going to be beheaded, they're going to be shot in a firing squad, or there's going to be gallows erected, just like in the movie with Clint Eastwood on Hang 'em High. That's what's going to happen. People around the United States, Don, are just downright pissed. And right now, less than 20% of the people approve of what Congress is doing. And here's the eye-opener to everybody. 90% of Americans do not like the path that Obama is marching on. 90%. And if Obama comes forth and does an executive order to open the borders and grant amnesty, it is a possibility that he will literally light the powder keg that caused a major civil unrest in the United States of America. And the this is documented evidence, ladies and gentlemen. Every time the people in the United States have woken up to where just 40% believe in Congress, there's been a major shift in the election to the other party. This time around, it's down to 20% right now, on taken today, Don. I got that from a political reporter out of Washington, D.C., Melissa Hopkins, who does a show on Blog Talk, Melissa Hopkins Show. And the ramifications are that the people in America are going to vote out the incumbents. If they're in the Democrat Party, they're going to get booted. If they're in the Republican Party, they're going to get booted. The biggest problem I have, Don, is there's no difference. I personally feel there's no difference, real difference, between the Republicans and the Democrats, other than the person who is in the behind the curtain, pulling the strings, shoving the lever, taking the stick pin and saying, remember that affair you had when you was in high school 4 years after you married your wife? Well, this is the lady, and here she is, and she's willing to talk about it, so you vote you vote the way we want you to vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, or
ladies, that's what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, or the kids that you're out with at night in the nightclubs and the dance halls and the restaurants
I can understand 65-year-old man in a dance hall with his daughter who's 23 or 25 years old. You know, I can understand that with his real daughter,
mm-hmm.
with his wife sitting there at the table with him. I cannot, for the life of me, understand why senators and congressmen who are over 60 are out in these nightclubs, private clubs, with girls 20 to 25 years old. And we're not talking about, pretending. We're talking about downright raunchy actions on dance floors or in a booth. It's appalling. Where's the morality of America? What happened to the morale of the soldier and the morality of the government when the soldier sees his leadership being immoral acts? His morale goes down fast and furious.
Yeah, to answer that question, Drew, we need 3 hours tonight.
Let's see here. I've already done 4 hours of radio. You've done at least 2 other hours, and we've both been up since the crack of dawn. I don't know if we can do 3 more hours. Besides that, Don, I got to go outside and water my garden for an hour after the show.
Well,
Obama's thugs have been keeping the rain out of Arkansas.
Have they?
They control too much of the heart.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Let me. I want to highlight 4 or 5 things that you brought up. You got plenty of time for that. You got 5 minutes.
Go ahead. Ask.
Go ahead.
Well, what?
Go ahead.
What interested you most in what you heard tonight of the previous broadcast?
Start at the beginning, because I tuned in 3 minutes before the show, and my jaw was on the floor except when the commercials were playing.
Well, where do we start? Okay. This event that occurred on April 20th in the Gulf of Mexico occurred on Hitler's birthday. Several days prior to April 20th, there were some stocks put on the auction block, we could say, through European outlets for Transocean Limited and BP. And we subsequently learned that the chairman of BP and Goldman Sachs, who is, we could say safely, is in bed with BP, whether that's a water bed or whatever kind of bed you want to call it. BP's CEO divested some 33% of his holdings, which was several million dollars worth of shares in BP stock. And Goldman Sachs got rid of 44% of their BP holdings. Meanwhile, they were playing put options, which were played to predict a major drop in BP's stock value. And BP had basically about $20 billion at risk in this event. This is what they're now committed to spending. And I could go into great detail to prove that, but we could use their own figure that they've spent $20 billion, and that's all the liability they intend to have. They're asking regular Americans to pay money. Now, we have some shenanigans going on financially here. And last Sunday, I had a dream. It wasn't a Martin Luther King Jr. type of dream. It was just a dream where when I woke up, I had the compelling urge to look up February 13th. And unbeknownst to me and many others who have been following this very closely, there was some evidence that came out in a congressional hearing from a BP higher up. I don't have the name of that individual, but it was alluded to that BP notified the White House of a leak, a major problem, not a blowout. The rig was still standing, the Deepwater Horizon rig, and it was operational until the night of April 20th at approximately 10 p.m. when it went up in flames and then later capsized. And that's what started the alleged leak that we have. Now, prior to that, these put options were already in place to make money, and Congress had learned about an email. That is the only thing that they talked about, is that a BP or a Goldman Sachs employee had emailed his girlfriend to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing, all we need is one major event in the Gulf, and we are going to make money hand over fist. And that happened. And that email was thrown out there, I think, as misdirection. Of course they made money hand over fist. Who's putting them in jail for the crimes they've committed? Because that's known as insider trading, if nothing else. That they could make a bet that something drastic is going to happen to an oil company, or is it specifically BP? BP had partners too, and those partners haven't really been mentioned a whole lot. But what I found interesting, Drew, is that this disclosure allegedly occurred on February the 13th, which is a Saturday. How many people from BP were hanging around Washington on Saturday to notify the White House of this? You ask yourself that question, and it raises many more questions. So I discerned that I should look at February 12th and see what went on February 12th. Interesting article, former Goldman Sachs employee charged with theft of trade secrets. And I'm just going to paraphrase the story for a time, but a man by the name of Sergei Alenikov. Now, that sounds like a Russian name to me. I don't know about you. He was a trader with Goldman Sachs, and he had left the company sometime in April of 2009, and they arrested him, and this story came out February 12th, the day before they allegedly told the White House. That was a Friday.
Matthew said it's a Polish name. Prominent
is
family.
Is it Polish?
Polish family, very wealthy.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good information. Thank Matthew for me on that. If you're listening, Matthew, thank you. Okay, they don't say where he's from, but they accused him of having had unauthorized access to computers where he stole computer codes related to the company's high-frequency trading programs. And he went to work to set up a business in that capacity for Teza Technologies. Now, I still don't know where Teza Technologies are located, although they're registered as a Delaware corporation. What I found interesting then is, okay, this is painting a different picture here. It's showing Goldman Sachs had a problem way back in April of 2009. What was this related to? So I did some research, and I found out that the well was begun on March 3rd of 2009, and they made a major announcement on September 1st of 2009 that they made this fantastic discovery in the Gulf of Mexico. The Deepwater Horizon platform had located about 3 billion barrels of oil. Then later that figure jumped to 4 billion, then 6 billion. And Drew, on the figures that we've calculated, it's the tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions. It may never end. That's how much oil is.
It's not hundreds of billions, it's tens of trillions.
Well, that could be too, okay? I'm just taking their figures, and I'm telling you what's a more realistic estimate of what they're dealing with there. Now, the amount of pressure is one thing. Is that really the source of the oil, or is it the tar that the asphalt leaking out of the numerous fissures on the ocean floor? So you have to take all that into consideration and thinking outside the box a little bit and say, well, what does this have to do with this guy? Well, it sounds like he was planted into Goldman Sachs with or without their knowledge, and they needed a scapegoat in this. But this leads directly to a competitor of Teza Technologies, which was founded by two former employees of Citadel. Citadel is a Chicago company, a hedge fund company, and they took Teza Technologies to court over this because they had a non-competitive clause in their agreement with these employees who were still on the payroll. One was getting $30,000 a month, the other $21,000 a month after they left the company. That may have been a contractual agreement of some sort, a severance pay. That could also be commissions on previous sales that they made or whatever. You know, we're not privy to all the details, but in essence, there was an appeal filed February 24th, 2010. The judgment came down in favor of Citadel. So Teza Technologies, founded by two former Citadel employees, now have Goldman Sachs files on their computer set up by a former Goldman Sachs employee. Goldman Sachs is in bed with BP big time, so we can start connecting the dots between these companies. Citadel lost thousands of shares of BP stock and tens of thousands of shares, something like 24,500 shares, and 150,000 shares of Transocean. They weren't told about the puts. That's kind of interesting there, okay? Now, this led me now to discern, and you know my intuition, Drew, and I'm not shy about sharing that with my listening audience. I know that I'm intuitive, and so I looked at what would be the date that this leak or this event, whether it was natural, an accident, or intentional, when did it begin? And the date that I came up with was November 24th. And I hit a gold mine of information on November 24th, 2009, looking into that. And there is a connection with a Russian partner of BP. They had problems. And they founded a joint venture called TNK-BP. And they had some issues since 2003. BP was fighting a takeover by a group called Alpha, a Russian group of investors. Now, this is a joint venture between them, and the oil fields are Russian and Ukrainian oil fields. So it's kind of interesting when you start comparing that to the swine flu and the bioterrorism that was going on last year. Do you remember that? We We did a number of
discussed it on our show. I mean, this show. On this show and on my show.
Yeah. And there was $1 billion stolen by a Russian agent who was working in the Ukrainian government. And,
yeah.
And he fled.
They went into detail on that one.
Okay. So the dots are starting to connect now, you see? Now, to make a long story short, they worked out their issues, TNK, BP. However, Alpha kept trying to buy out the BP 50% share in the company. And BP flat out refused to sell it to them. Now, I also discovered that TNK, BP also have holdings in the British Virgin Islands area. Okay, they're investing into wells, and they're showing an intention to start buying up wells in Iraq. And now we have a reason for attacking Iran to prevent them from moving into Iraq. This is just some speculation, but it seems to point in that direction with everything that's going on. You see, if you look at what's happening in the Gulf, it's a diversion to start moving in on the land, to get the people out of the area, so they're creating the situation. They're pumping more Corexit into the ocean, I think, than there is oil coming out. I'm not saying there's no oil leaking out of any of the fractures or fissures that they've created. And I've been informed, and I intuit there are at least 32 of those. I've heard the number through the mainstream climb no higher than 8. But there's a heck of a lot more oil showing up, despite all the cleanup, as they call it, that's going on. And they're hiding it under the sand, as you're describing, and they're moving the cleanup crews out whenever the mainstream media is taken out of there. Those people disappear. People are getting sick. The cleanup people, as well as the people living around there, they're starting to notice the things that we've been talking about are actually happening. Now, we're not trying to create fear. We're trying to let people know what mentality, what evil is behind this. Okay? So this is sort of like BP's way, I think, of getting back at these attempts to take over TNK BP. That's 25% of BP's oil income. You know, they're retrievable assets, in other words, as a partner in that venture. And you're not hearing anything about this either. And this is Sinopec, which is the Chinese national oil company, is in a joint venture with Ghana and BP over a Ghanaian well that they have, or a find, we'll say, a pool, which they claim has 1.8 billion barrels of oil in it. Now, they're always underestimating the numbers. Always. You know, we've asked this question, where is peak oil now? We have all this oil. They can't stop it flowing, but they're telling us we're out of it. And they've been telling us that for years. So when you start connecting the dots with all of these events, you start to see they started the well on March 3rd of 2009. They made these fantastic pronouncements that they had at least 3 billion barrels of oil, and that possibly more. Then it became 4 to 6 billion barrels of oil, and the stock price went up. There was a jump, and you know what? The date of November 30th also shows the jump. November 24th, when I say this, that BP knew of this, and November 30th, when the word started getting out to some other players, you can find a ton of information that points in their direction every single time. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, in essence, there's a motive there, okay? That's to stop the Russian company, Alpha, from taking over TNK BP and establishing new footholds in other parts of the world. They're very interested in what's going on in the Gulf, and they do have some stakes in the Gulf. But BP will lose some money on one venture to make it in another way, and that's what they did with the put options. Guaranteed. That's what they did. Now, how do people feel about what's going on in the Gulf knowing all this, Drew?
Don't ask me. You're way ahead of me. How do we know? I don't know.
Well, I thought I would ask. Anyway.
Okay, I mean, asking me, and you've already, you hit me on the head when the first time tonight when you mentioned that everything began on Hitler's birthday. And that to me, that's and the day after Patriot's Day. You know, ladies and gentlemen, all of a sudden bells started, the alarm bells were already going off. And where we go from here? You uncovered something that is so mind-boggling. It's like we've got a hand on all fronts with even the immigration issue, with a man sitting in Washington, D.C., this usurper, saying that that America borders are just too vast to secure. Wait a minute, Eisenhower secured them in 1952 with one-fourth the amount of men, but he didn't have to cope with the lying BP or Standard Oil in the mound with a major catastrophic event on the side. So you ask me? No, let me get a shovel and put my jaw back in my mouth. It's on the floor over here in the corner.
Well, now I'm getting a message that there's some people are having some transmission problems. I wouldn't doubt it tonight with the information that's coming out. But I'm trying to just to make sure that if anybody who's listening is not hearing us, hopefully they'll try to get back in either via their online player or the phone bridge or on one of the other networks too.
I didn't know you had a phone bridge.
Yeah, we do. I don't have that number right in front of me, but I can try to fetch it up here.
Okay. That's interesting, but Matthew says, I'm recording and it sounds good on my end.
Okay.
That's because I'm on Skype on Drew's other computer.
Well, that's good.
All right. He's listening in over there.
Well, we have to wing it from time to time anyway when these things happen. Yeah, the number for dial-in to the phone bridge at bbsradio.com is 712-432-0075. Again, 712-432-0075. And then the access code is 652-957. And the pound sign.
One more time, please.
That last number?
No, the first number. 712.
712-432-0075. The access code is 652-957 pound sign. So, haven't heard anything from Seth, so evidently we're okay. And if Matt's hearing us, at least we've
got connection. Matt's hearing us the only way Matt would not hear us is if you and I were not talking.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. So
we won't tell you how that works, but we'll tell you that it's a lot for cables that I managed to work out and play with 3.5 years ago. Matthew and Kevin both, we sat here for about a week and played with Skype, international Skype, to do things way back then before either one of them ever thought about helping me get on the air 6 days a week.
Well, I'll tell you, Drew, I mean, there's a lot more information, and it's a lot for people to take in, especially, you know, as short as the time is this evening. I am going to write this up, though, because it has to be written up. There's no doubt about
yeah.
it.
Now, here's a little tidbit that is coming in from South Louisiana right now, this late hour, early morning hour. Drew, make sure you tell Don that there's a judge down here in the federal court that has ruled no oil spill claims money will be allowed to illegal immigrants. Period. He's thrown out six claims already that were about illegal immigrants trying to collect money, suit from oil claims.
Well, that's going to, that always happens, doesn't it? You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people don't understand. Illegal immigrants, no matter what state they're in, some catastrophic event hits that state, whether it's an enormous amount of snowfall or a tornado, the illegal immigrants that live in the area come out like roaches.
Mm-hmm.
And start filing all kinds of claims because the government, the Washington, D.C. is not checking on them.
Well, no. And then, again, you know, you've got, I'm telling you, there's major fraud going on here. This whole thing is contrived. It's not just a false flag event for us to look at and sort of guide us down a particular path. There's the usual corruption going on behind the scenes. You know, as Dr. Ott says, it's the story behind the story. And you have to ask the question, why aren't these people in jail? Why are they not in jail? Well, because everybody's getting paid off. That should certainly raise some eyebrows and make people think about it. They're asking us to send in money. You know, that's the most insane thing in the world to me. You know, I'm all for helping people for worthy causes. Don't get me wrong. But this is just a way of making people feel like the only way anything can be done is if they send their money in. All the while, these guys are planning new ways to steal it.
No, you know? Because it's not their money. They want to take. They're takers. They're not providers. They're not givers. They're takers.
Yeah. We've done some shows on that.
Here's one from a corporal in Camp Pendleton, California. He chimes in and he says, tell Don that the borders from the Pacific to the Gulf Coast could be well guarded, well protected by just one battalion of Marines if they weren't in Afghanistan.
Oh, no doubt about it. In fact, why wouldn't they use our military to fend off the Mexican military intruding into our land?
Or the Mexican drug war. I mean, the Mexican drug wars, they've got companies of paid mercenaries that work for them, smuggling drugs across the border and guarding the drugs, and in the spare time, these smugglers become coyotes, smuggling human slave traffic and raping the younger girls and throwing the younger girls' clothes on top of what they call the rape tree, and it's atrocious. So you know. Don't tell me that the borders can't be protected with all of the top-level electronic equipment that we have today and the satellites that we have. Why are we in Afghanistan and Iraq when during the borders in Korea 57 years later, and we've got military operations in 183 countries around the world? When would be easy, I mean literally easy, to guard the borders of Mexico and the United States. We could put, we already have an aircraft carrier there in San Diego. That aircraft carrier that sits outside of San Diego could easily have its planes fly missions on the Mexican U.S. border between California and over into Arizona. And the same would be in the Gulf of Mexico if you parked an aircraft carrier outside of Brownsville. What? How much? Look at the American economy, Don. If you had a couple of aircraft carriers in the Mexico, and their liberty duty would be in the coastline cities of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the economy would be fantastic. Instead, we're allowing this Gulf BP fiasco to go on, and military and our aircraft carriers are outside our borders, basically providing war machinery for other elitists who were have got one goal: new world order, control,
yeah,
and the elimination of over 2/3 population of the planet.
Mm-hmm. That's a recurring theme, and certainly what's going on in the Gulf is intended, if they can ramp it up a few more notches, to move people out of there, and then they just take over the land.
Here's an IM from Lisa in Washington. Don, Drew, the Gulf oil fiasco is a delusion. It's taken away from what really needs to be talked about. America is going downhill fast and furious. Look at California. They're broke. They didn't have money to pay their employees. Hundreds of millions of people around the United States are wanting. And here we are going into the unemployment picture. There's no more fund for unemployment. The last checks were mailed Wednesday to those on unemployment around the United States who expired this week. Over 500,000 unemployed people got their last, or getting their last checks through today and tomorrow. What's going to happen when the checks don't come next week? Hundreds of thousands of people are going to go start wanting. They're not going to pay their electric bill, water bill, gas bill, mortgage. They're going to sit at home. They're not even going to have money to put gas in their cars and go look for a job. And why can't they find a job? We have 12% of percent of the workforce are being occupied by illegal immigrants. There are no jobs.
Yeah, and they spin the reasons and what's really going on anyway in that regard. They say, well, these people are doing jobs Americans don't want to do. Have Americans been asked if they want to do those jobs? Because I know a lot of people that say they would. They'd do whatever they have to do to support their families. Why should a guy with a college degree, maybe a doctorate degree, have to go shovel gravel? Well, they made the system to even take those people out when it's convenient, just to make a point. And look at how many companies left this country through all of these trade agreements and treaties, and they lie to us about the reality of that, but we know that's what they did, because they're operating as foreign companies now, and they never were paying the taxes here anyway, the way that the Constitution set it up, and the original laws of the Republic of the United States. They've skirted all those laws, moved the countries out, shifted the people's homes into these private funds without their knowledge. Even the mortgages have been illegally shifted to these foreign countries, foreign banks, and who are all in cahoots with Wall Street and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the politicians. They all get a piece of the action, and the military gets a piece of the action. So they keep this war as a racket going on 24/7. And people are just wondering, well, what do we have to do? You know, we need to be concerned about our country's security. That's what they tell us, right? That's what they say when they're running for office, campaigning. That's what they say when they give their acceptance speech. And then the lies begin. You see, those were lies, too, because they never intended to say that. They just told you what you thought you wanted to hear. That's all they ever tell you, you see? And then they begin whittling away, chiseling away at all of your rights. And that's what we're witnessing now. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. They script the whole thing. Their players play the role in the script. And they look at us as an audience watching the thing. And is it sellable? Is it believable? Is it convincing? Is it an Academy Award performance? Well, when you start looking at the paperwork, Drew, as you know, and you start following the money trail, you find all kinds of anomalies, like I mentioned on Dr. Rott's show and a little bit here. We're coming upon our closing moments here, Drew. Anything that you want to say in regard to what we talked about tonight?
I got a lot to say. We haven't got but another 2 hours. I'd be more than happy to tell. The bottom line is that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to get out here and stop being apathetic. You've got to get involved, one. You've got to do something, number two. Number three, you have to educate yourself. You don't have to take Don's word or my word or anybody's word that you see on Information Freedom Network radio or hear about on mainstream television. But you can get out here and find the truth yourself to document what we are saying. Don and I go down the rabbit hole. We affectionately charge each other. We literally yell at each other. You've heard me yell at Dr. Ott, but that doesn't mean I don't like Dr. Ott. You've heard Don and me yell at each other on my show, on his show. It's all about getting the truth out there in the perspective. And once you commit it, then you can choose your own side. Right now, those that are people around the United States are basically that are waking up anew, are waking up because you are getting involved. People in Europe know more about what's going on in the United States of America than 60% of the people in the United States of America. Now you think about that. When you, if you had friends like I had friends in Simferopol, Ukraine, Sochi, Russia, Kazan, Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, they inform me of things that they see in the Russian or the Ukrainian newspapers in Germany. And it's appalling that they have to go outside of the United States to find what's going on inside the United States because mainstream media is not telling them. I'm going to close tonight, this second day of July, with one major thing. The founding fathers told us, be vigilant or we lose our republic. Be vigilant, and learn and accept what the real truth is. Don't accept these conspiracies. These lies. This is what you like. Men began to die 235 years ago. And the United States Marine Corps was the first group of fighting men formed in 1775 on November the 10th. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been faithful all this time. We are the last group of military men and women that are trained in boot camp with the Constitution of the United States. We actually have a class for a whole week on the Constitution. You need to read your Constitution. Understand it's a limitation of power on those people that sign the contract and take the oath. The Bill of Rights specifically lay out what your rights are, and the government cannot take those rights away, the first 10, period. But you're not doing your due diligence. Honor the founding fathers, or you're going to wake up in a country where you are paying to live in a house you own. You're paying to drive your wagon down the road. You're paying for the privilege to be behind the wheel of the wagon. And you're paying the privilege to send your children to a school that teaches them atheism and not godliness. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Drew. It's been a pleasure having you on. I just want to wrap up tonight's show by saying that there's a lot more information to come out, but I can tell you that what you're seeing in the Gulf is to get you worried and keep you in fear, keep you from using common sense, but using your higher gifts, your higher powers. Knowing who you are certainly makes the fear go away. Understanding who you are and that this is just an illusion. It's a script. It's like watching a movie. And what is really going on behind the scenes is why the information has been kept from people, because it will reveal the truth. And I feel we did that tonight on this show, Drew. I hope you feel the same way.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
And
we're being attacked on five fronts, and they're opening up two more battle fronts. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to stay vigilant. You've got to get involved, and you can't just stay on one subject. You've got to look at all of the things that are going on throughout the day. Don and I do it. And if we can do it, I got an IQ two below rock, dog. I don't know about you.
I would give I would give you a little more credit than that. Two below rock.
You know why my IQ two below rock?
Why
is that? Underneath that rock, I don't have to worry about that cow flying around up there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Drew, I'll do what I can to get the archive, if I can get it for you, from that other show we were talking about. Likewise, if you can help me out in that regard, that would be appreciated as well.
Fantastic. Well, we have to show, Matthew says, it's in the can. We got you.
Okay.
The whole show until you shut up.
All right. Well, Drew, you're going to be with us next week on Thursday night.
Oh, really? Who's buying the round trip ticket?
I'll pay for that one. How's that?
Okay. Do I fly into Cleveland or do I fly into Toledo?
No, you got to fly into California. But
No. You can't. No way. You can forget. I'm not going to be here next week, ladies and gentlemen. I am not going to California. Period. Shake, rattle, and roll. I mean, I have enough problems in my own home state of Louisiana to worry about. Just get out there and worry about that place shaking and rattling. I got to worry about this Madre Fault shaking and rattling. And it hadn't shook and rattled for 200 years.
All right. Well, I'll see you next week. We'll put it that way. How's that?
Amen.
All right. You be careful.
Video cam in hand.
Be careful. Be safe. And keep up the good work. And
to all my Marines around the world, Semper Fi.
All right. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, and tonight's special guest, Drew Malone Rains III. You can visit Drew's website at amd.elequity.com. The name of the show is A Marine's Disquisition, Sunday through Friday on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on the Internet on blogtalkradio.com. Special thanks to both those networks for carrying Evident Footprints tonight. And also, we want to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound at BBS Radio. Also, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, Mr. Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.